Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Almana she'amra. If a widow says, "Efshi lazuz mebeis bali," I do not want to leave the house of my husband. I want to stay in my late husband's home. Ein hayorshin yecholun lomar la. The yorshin, the inheritors of the husband, are not allowed to say to her, "Lechi leveis avich," go to your father's home. Ve'anu zonin osach, and we will support you while you're there. Ella, rather, zonin osa beveis ba'ala, they have to support her while she stays in her late husband's home. V'nosnin la mador lefich voda, and they also are obligated to provide her lodgings that are appropriate for her respect. Amra, if she says, efshi lazuz mebeis abba, but let's say she says, I do not want to leave my father's home and come to my late husband's home, and I want to stay with my father. So then the Mishnah says, Yecholim hayorshim lomar la, the inheritors are allowed to say to her, Imat etzleinu yeshlach mezonos. If you stay with us, then we'll be able to sustain you. Vim ein at etzleinu, however, if you are not with us, ein lach mezonos, then we are not going to provide you with your daily food. And the Gemara explains a fascinating reason, because shebirchas habayis biruba. Because if there are more people in the home, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows there to be a bigger bracha on the home and allows there to be more sustenance that's able to enter into the home. So if she says she wants to stay in her father's house, then they are allowed to say, because they know that the bracha is going to be diminished in their home, then therefore they are allowed to say to her, we will only sustain you if you stay in our home. The Mishnah goes on, Im haisa to'enes, if she claims, v'pnei shehi yalda v'hein yaladim, that she says she wants to go to her father's home because she is just a young child, v'hein yaladim, and the orphans are also young children, so then, zanin osa avihi beveis aviha, then that is a good enough reason for her to go back to her father's home, and they still have to sustain her even though she has gone back to her father's home. Mishnah Dalet. Kol zman shehi beveis aviha. As long as she stays in her father's home, gova ksuvasa liolam, she is allowed to collect her ksuva forever. Whenever she wants, she is allowed to go back to the Yorshim and say, I want to collect my ksuva now. Kozman shi beveis ba'ala, however, as long as she is in the husband's home, gova ksuvasa ad esrim v'chamish shonim, she only has 25 years from when her husband died to collect her ksuva. Why? The Mishnah explains, Sheyesh be'esrim v'chamish shonim shetase tova k'neged ksuvasa. Because within those 25 years, we assume that she will have taken away enough food from the Yesomim to give out as favors to other people to help her neighbors, that after 25 years, approximately, it will add up to the value of her ksuva, and therefore, after 25 years, she no longer has a right to her ksuva. Divir Rebbe Meir. She'amar Mishum Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. And this is all the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who said this in the name of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. V'chachamim omrim, however, the Chachamim say, Kozman shehi beveis ba'ala, as long as she's in the husband's home, her late husband's home, gova ksuvasa liolam, then she is allowed to collect her ksuva forever, because the very fact that she is amongst her husband, her late husband's children, and she knows that they are supporting her, she will be embarrassed to ask them for the money for the ksuva. So therefore, Chachamim say that she is allowed to have, she has the allowance of waiting forever till whenever she's ready to ask for the ksuva. However, kozman shehi beveis aviha, as long as she is in her father's home, gova ksuvasa ad esrim v'chamish shonim, then she only has 25 years, because we assume after 25 years, she's mochel on the ksuva, and she doesn't want it, and then the yorshim are off the hook. Mesa, let's say the almana dies, yorsheha mazkir n'ksuvasa ad esrim v'chamish shonim, then her inheritors are allowed to collect the ksuva only for 25 years.